The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Many titles you can give for Christ. If you're paying attention to the opening prayer, our Lord is known as the, do you remember? The Divine Physician. The Divine Physician. And all of us, if I can use a German word, we all belong in the Krankenhaus. Do you know what Krankenhaus means? The hospital. That's a German word for hospital. The Krankenhaus. There's a good word for you. We all belong in the Krankenhaus. No? But there's a divine physician. It's Christ. And he heals us. He heals us in many ways. The moment of baptism, the original wound is washed away, original sin. We're healed every time we pray, because Christ heals, he doesn't wound. We're healed every time we go to confession, that's the sacrament of healing. We're healed also every time we receive the Eucharist, because we receive the divine physician within our souls. And one of the titles of Mary is Salus Infirmorum, if you're an expert in Latin, okay? Salus Infirmorum. How's your Latin? Not that good, huh? Mary is known as the health of the sick. The health of the sick. So there's one idea for you. The first reading, if you like language and you like beautiful literary expression, Isaiah is about the best you have in the Old Testament. Beautiful, beautiful words. And he says that you will run and you will not grow weary. You will walk. You won't get tired. And you'll grow wings as that of an eagle. Beautiful words. Pray over that. Pray over that, because we get tired. We get frustrated. We want to throw the towel in. We want to give up. We throw pity parties at times. Why me? Pobrecito, no? Why me, no? So ask the Lord to strengthen your drooping limbs, as St. James says. To give you renewed energy. See yourself as running a cross-country race, because 2 weeks from today is Christmas. Did you know that? It's not like Lent. Lent is kind of long. Well, Christmas comes like that. Before you know it, it's going to be Christmas Eve in 13 days. So, if you have been dragging your feet, you've been droopy, you've been stagnant, you've been giving yourself to the Lord only 50%, pour it on now, okay? You're halfway through the race, maybe you're at the end of the pack, pour it on now, so that this will be your best Christmas. The responsorial psalm says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Maybe you can repeat that during the course of the day. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Try to bless the Lord. When the traffic cuts you off, bless the Lord. When someone cuts you off, bless the Lord. When someone interrupts you when you're having a conversation, bless the Lord. When someone doesn't show up at your appointment, bless the Lord. No? Amen or oh me? That's an oh me, right? Because the psalm says, bless the Lord at all times, not when you're feeling good and not when things are going hunky-dory, but bless the Lord at all times. Amen? Gospel today. Beautiful gospel. Do you have it memorized? So do I. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all of you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and humble of heart. For you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Beautiful words. If you check out Catholic Exchange, you have my article in which I wrote 10 ways to overcome discouragement. Kind of a follow-up on Father Tim Gallagher's retreat. And that was one of my favorite verses they wrote to overcome desolation. It started with Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd. Find yourself in desolation, come in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and repeat the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. Repeat Matthew 11:28-30. As Jesus says, He says, come to me, all of you. Not just the Filipinos or the Mexicans, no? Or the Americans, no? Come to me, all of you. All of you. All of you who are weary. You ever get tired? Mentally exhausted, physically drawn out, no? We all have our own weariness. Bring your weariness to the Lord. You know, we get weary, we get tired, but the Lord he never gets tired of us. Amen? I thought you'd like that one, huh? We get tired, that's a good one, right? Huh? The Lord, we get tired, but the Lord never gets tired of us, huh? We get tired of people, and they get tired of us too, right? But the Lord never gets tired of us. He's always willing to welcome us. Come to me, all of you weary, and I will give you rest. Find your rest in the Lord. Have an extra hour. Instead of one holy hour, two holy hours. Amen? If you really love the Lord, maybe you want to come and start to make two holy hours. One in the morning and one in the evening. It's a good sandwich, huh? Two good bookends, huh? Come to me, all of you are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Now this is paradoxical. Do you know what a yoke is? In Spanish, yugo, huh? The nature of a yoke is that it's heavy, burdensome, and cumbersome. Those three words. It's heavy. It's burdensome and it's cumbersome, which means, in English, it's uncomfortable. Incómodo, in Spanish, huh? So, the nature of a yoke is not easy at all. But Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. What is he saying? He's saying that we all have to carry a cross. You all have your cross. If you carry your cross by yourself, the cross is going to be very heavy. And it's going to crush you. You try to carry it by yourself. But if you let the Lord carry the cross, He makes it easy. Amen? That's the point, Sylvia. Okay, so if we allow the Lord to get behind us and to carry the cross, He carries almost all the cross, and we carry a splinter, una astilla. We complain about that too, right? He carries the cross, we carry the splinter, and we still mutter and sputter and complain, right? But He carries the cross and He makes it easy. And the only time in the Bible where Jesus describes the characteristics of His heart is in this passage. He describes His heart using two words. The only time in the whole Bible. Which are? What? He's meek and humble. Meekness is not weakness, but powerful emotion under control. It's my definition. Meekness is not weakness, but powerful emotion under control. And what is humility? Teresa of Avila says humility is the truth. Is the truth as God sees us. A humble person is such. He gives all the honor and glory to God, and he recognizes all the failures he has is because of his own fault. So come to the Lord. Come to the Lord, all of you are weary, and find rest in Him. You should say that prayer over and over again. Come to me, all of you weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I'm meek and humble of heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So let's turn to the Blessed Mother, who is very prominent in these days. The Immaculate Conception. Yesterday, if you were in my Mass, I talked about Our Lady of Loreto yesterday. Tomorrow is Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's a very Marian time. Jesus, his sacred heart was formed in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So let's find refuge in two places. Let's find refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen.